presents Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there, Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. You know, whoever wakes up these things made a big boo-boo when they put New Year's so close to Christmas. I mean, leave us face it. A guy ain't hardly had time to get over the Christmas bit when along comes the time to start making New Year's resolutions. Say, I wonder how many guys keep their New Year resolutions right throughout the year. I know, like me, I decides to give up smoking. Yeah, and on January 1st, I does just that. But along comes January 2nd and I'm back on the weed again. Still, I reckon if you're clever, you can keep it up the whole year. What I means is, if I decides to give up shooting tigers in 1970, I got a pretty good chance. On account of I ain't never shot a tiger in my life. And I don't reckon there's much chance of me getting the opportunity in the next 20 years. Never mind the next year. Anyways, me and my buddy Red was sitting in my cab down on the rank a couple of days before the end of the year. And we was talking about resolutions.
You see, for a guy like me, it ain't easy. I mean, what can I give up? I mean, like every year I think of something and it don't work out. I know. You want to know what I'm going to give up for 1970? I'm going to give up giving up. How's about that? What did I say? You wasn't listening.
What?
You wasn't listening.
Don't shout, for Pete's sake.
If I don't shout, you don't hear what I say. I was talking about New Year revolutions.
You means resolutions.
Ah, that's when somebody tells all.
That's revelations.
That's when something echoes.
That's reverberations.
That's taking somebody off.
That's impersonations.
That's when somebody sweats.
That's perspiration.
That's what poets get.
That's inspiration.
That's what I'm talking about. I've got inspiration about my New Year's revolutions.
For the last time, it is resolutions.
Okay. I has got resolutions about my New Year revolutions. You want to know what?
No.
Okay. I have revolved to give up revolving.
Unbelievable, ain't it? Well, I gets a fare and Red hops out into his own jalopy. By the time I gets back to the rank, he has gone off on the fare and I gets Michael in my ear.
Calling Cap Titan, calling Cap Titan, come in, Chuck.
Yeah?
Is that all you gotta say? Yeah.
So what am I supposed to say?
Well, Mike, since the last day of 1969, you could say Happy New Year's.
Well, actually, I was waiting till midnight.
Where are we going?
To see the new year in.
Yeah.
Well, I am keeping it a secret on account of I don't want that Red should find out. And that we got that dope round our necks all night.
Well, for Pete's sake, you can tell me. I won't say nothing.
Okay, honey. The Purple Parrot, that's where we're going.
The Purple Parrot? That swanky new place that's just opened?
Yeah, that's right.
Gee, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. I ain't never been to the Purple Parrot.
Oh, ain't you? How long have you been standing there?
I just got here. I just heard you tell Myrtle we's going to the Purple Parrot tonight.
Now, look, Red, sometimes me and Myrtle likes to be on our own.
Why?
Yeah, well, it all started with the birds and the bees.
I don't get it.
Well, take it from me. There is times when we wants to be alone, and tonight is one of them times. I has booked a table for two.
That ain't very nice, Chuck.
I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
I mean, it's okay for you and me, but how about Myrtle?
Well, I finally got through to the big bum that it was me and Myrtle that was going, and he was included out. Then he started on the I knows when I ain't wanted routine. It was tough, I want to tell you. Like, I mean, he's my buddy, and I feel sorry for the big lug. Ah, but Myrtle is my broad, so now what can you do? Red and me meets up later in the day, and I tries to explain to him, but it still don't do no good.
That's okay. I will stay at home. Great. Happy New Year to me. Happy New Year to me. Happy New Year, dear Red. Happy New Year to me. All on my own. Yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee around 9 o'clock, go to bed. Ah, that's okay. Great way to end the year.
Now, look, Red, look. Why don't you get yourself a dame and we'll make it a foursome? I mean, that'll be okay.
Oh, I see. Some strange dame you never seen in your life before. It's okay. Oh, yeah, she's fine. Oh, no. But me, your pal, your buddy, I can't come along unless the strange dame's there, too. Fine thing. Don't even know her name. But me, the guy who shares your apartment, he can't come along unless the strange dame who you has never seen in your life. Never, ever in your life, never, ever before.
Ah, shut up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now he tells me to shut up.
Hey, Red, how about that Amanda dame, that reporter?
What's wrong with Amanda?
There's nothing wrong with Amanda.
You knows her, don't you?
Sure, I know her.
Whitel knows her.
Sure, Whitel.
I knows her. We all knows her. Why start insulting her by calling her a strange dame? Now that she ain't here to suspend herself.
Defend. Suspend is when you hang something.
So, you want to hang her without a trial?
Of course not. Will you stop talking nonsense?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chuck Edwards. Now I knows who my friends is. It's times like these that you finds out who your friends is.
Okay, who is your friends?
You and Michael. Who else?
Well, I can't get no sense out of Kowalski at the best of times. But like right then, it was impossible. So when I gets a chance later in the day, I phones the newspaper where this Amanda dame works, and I ask to speak to her. No, so she is down in Atlanta, Georgia, on some special assignment, and she ain't expected back. I don't know how I'm going to raise a date for Kowalski at such short notice. Come to that, I don't know how I would raise a date for Kowalski at 3 months' notice. I mean, like he ain't going to give Mr. Universe no headache, is for sure. So comes 5:30, I knocks off and gets back to the apartment to get daddied up for the big night out. Kowalski is there, and boy, is he doing the big hurt bit.
Now I knows how Cinderella felt, sitting there with the three bears.
There wasn't no three bears with Cinderella.
There was two. The table was bare, the pantry was bare, and Cinderella was as lonely as could be.
There wasn't no three bears.
So you'd even take her bears away from her, huh? You're worse than the ugly godmother and her fairy sisters, Chuck Edwards.
Look, Red, why don't you phone up a dame you knows, any dame? Then there would be four of us. Then you wouldn't be like the odd man out.
Oh, so that's what I am, huh? The odd man out. Fine thing.
Well,
odd man out.
Leave us face it, that's what you are. Two's company and three's a crowd.
That's okay. Don't you worry about me. Like I said, it's times like these when you finds out who your friends is.
Please phone some dame and try and make a foursome, huh?
Well, the last time I tried that, you know what happened. They didn't even stay on the line long enough to say nuts.
You gotta know some dames.
Sure, my mother I knows. You want to spend New Year's with my mother? All she'll say all the time is, eat, eat. Anyway, think I wants to dance cheek to cheek with my mother? Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. I am 6'5" and she is 4'11". Mind you, we both weighs about the same. But I have to dance on my knees like Toulouse-Lautrec. You ever try dancing on your knees?
No. You been in the bottle again?
No, I ain't.
Well, look, how's about a little slug just for the festive season, huh?
You talked me into it.
Sure. Just one, on account of I gotta go and pick up Michael.
Yeah, sure, just one.
I should have known better. I mean, you ever met the guy you can have just one? Nah, me neither. I gets out the bottle of bourbon that we has been saving for a special occasion, and me and Red has a good strong belt. Then we has another one for the road. Then we has a little nudge for the swing of the door. Then we has another for no good reason at all, except that we feels like it. And by this time, I am feeling slightly different about the whole business. One thing about a buddy, he is a buddy through thick and thick. A buddy.
Not to mention thin.
Yeah, sure. Thin buddies, too.
Yeah, cheers.
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 Hey,
I think of a poem.
Yeah?
Listen, what better way to start the year than by getting on your ear?
That's beautiful, Rhett. So full of meaning.
Oh, it's nothing really, just a little something.
Ah, that's where you're wrong, Chuck.
No, you're Chuck.
Who says I ain't?
Nobody.
Hey, why don't you never write a poem for me? Your old pal, your old boy.
Okay. How about this now?
Yeah.
Here's to my old pal, old Chuck.
Oh, that's beautiful.
May the new year bring him happiness and health and wealth and everything he needs, not to mention money and luck.
Oh, you know, New Year's is a sort of sad time, ain't it, Red?
Sure. It's a sad...
You know what? I feels like singing.
Sad song?
Yeah.
Me too. Sad songs is the happiest. Let's sing a happy sad song.
Together?
Yeah. You first.
Okay. There's an old mill by the stream, a lady.
Oh, Mary.
Where we used to sit and dream, a lady.
Oh, Mary.
And the waters as they flow seem to murmur soft and low. You is my heart's desire. I love you.
Always will shall. Gee, that was beautiful.
Okay, Rev, now you, boy.
Okay. Today I feel so happy, so happy, so happy. Today I feel so happy, I don't know why I am. Look at the sun, look at the moon, everything's going my way. Fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la, I don't know why I'm so gay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Today I feel so happy, so happy.
Help me.
So happy.
So happy.
Altogether,
today,
I feel so happy.
I don't know why I am.
Oh, that was beautiful, Red Boy. Happiness is a sad thing.
Happiness. Hey, that's a beautiful thought.
You like it?
Yeah.
You can have it.
Gee, thanks. Sadness is a happy thing.
Hey, that's even better.
You like it?
Yeah.
Have it.
You is my pal.
You is my buddy.
No. Let's get this straight. You is my buddy.
Listen, don't argue. You is my buddy.
You're the one who's arguing. Is you looking for trouble?
Trouble from you? Huh? I could eat
you. Is that so?
That is so.
You better watch it, Buster.
Listen, I just want to warn you. My hands is legal weapons.
Lethal.
So now you're calling me names?
You know something? You gives me the heebies. For two pins, I could snoot you on the punch.
Snoot you on the boot.
Chump you on the toot.
Thump you on the choot.
I could punch you on the snoot.
You can't even talk straight. You're drunk.
You're the one who's drunk. You're so drunk, I can see two of you.
So you're lucky. Don't brag about it. Hey, I got a ringing in my ears.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe it's somebody knocking at the door.
With a ring?
Somebody wearing a ring knocking at the door.
Okay.
Find out. Hey, why don't you take your ring off before you knock?
Listen, Lunkhead. Is Chuck there?
Here? No, he's over there.
Over where?
Over the other side of the room.
Put him on the line. I want to speak to the big Jake.
Okay. It's for you, Jake.
Who is it?
Don't know. Michael didn't say.
Hello. Jake speaking.
Do you know what time it is?
Nah.
It is 9:30. I have been waiting for 2 hours for you to pick me up. Now, if you don't get over here in 2 minutes, Fred, I'll go to the Purple Pirate on my own. Goodbye.
Gee, I forgot all about Moidel. Guys and dolls, one thing you cannot afford to do is to forget Moidel. And the first thing I thought of was that it was a good thing that it was December 31st. On account of the rest of the year looked like it was ruined, you know. Well, I has a cold shower and half a gallon of Java, and I is feeling a little fragile, believe you me, Miss Weston. Red is somewhere between cloud 9 and cloud 7, so I decides to leave him there, and I hot-foots it over to Myrtle's. Red decides to try and find himself a dame.
Why shouldn't I have a dame, huh? Why shouldn't I? Romeo had, Juliet. Rogers had, Hammerstein. Metro had Goldwyn. I'll find some dame's name in the phone book and phone her. That's what I'll do. I'll find some dame's name in the phone book. Miss Johnson. Joan Johnson. Yeah, Joan Johnson, why not? Maybe she's sitting all alone in a lonely room. Maybe she likes somebody to ask her to go out for the night. Yeah. Maybe she's beautiful and brokenhearted like me. Well, what I mean is, Gee, you got a sexy voice, Miss Johnson. Real low and husky.
Who is this?
Kowalski, Red Kowalski. May I call you Joan?
Listen, Red baby, you may call me Joan, but I don't think it'll do either of us any good on account of my name is Charlie.
That's a funny name for a dame.
This may come as a surprise to you, but I ain't a dame.
No?
No.
Oh. Say, whatever happened to Joan Johnson?
She is my fiancée. She's right here beside me. You want to talk with her?
No thanks. Happy New Year. Well, you can't win them all. How about this one, Miss Curtis? Lillian Curtis, yeah. I mean, after all, there must be one other person in the whole of New York City who ain't got a date tonight.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Miss Curtis?
No, I'm sorry. Miss Curtis is out on a date. This is her roommate speaking. Can I help?
Well, you could have. It's a pity. You and me could maybe have gone out on a date tonight.
Oh, well, a As it happens, I don't have a date for tonight.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a pity. You see, I wanted to speak to Miss Curtis. Goodbye. Gee, what am I doing? I could have made a date with her. Cinderella speaking.
Oh, you can't fool me, Gaylord. Why, land sakes, I'd know that voice anywhere. This is Lila Bell.
Gee, what a surprise. Lila Bell, how are you? Long time no see. Gee, Lila Bell. Lila Bell who?
Well, hush my mouth. Don't tell me you all forgotten little old me. Myrtle's mother, you know, Lila Bell.
Oh, sure, yeah. Howdy, Miss Lila Bell. How are y'all?
Just fine. How are you all?
Me all? I just fine all. How all are you all?
You all already asked me that. Now listen.
As a listening, honey child, Miss Lila Bell, Myrtle's mother.
Well, now, has you got company?
Just a minute. No, nobody here but me.
Well, then, why don't you all come over to my place, honey? I got a little old bottle of sour mash Kentucky whiskey here that's just waiting to be opened.
In the meanwhile, I has picked up Myrtle, and we has arrived at the Purple Parrot. Myrtle ain't stopped bending my ear the whole way to the joint, on account of I has kept a-waiting for a few minutes.
A few minutes? A few minutes? Ha! 123 to be exact.
Look, I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry 1,500 times. I said I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
Now, dear's night, too.
Look, Myrtle, I'm sorry. Leave us not ruined the whole evening. I mean, like I felt sorry for Red, you know. I had a couple of drinks with him. I didn't notice the time. Now, forget it, huh?
Well, all right, I'll forget it.
That's better.
2 hours sitting there waiting, not even a phone call.
For Pete's sake!
Shut! Don't shout! Folks is looking at us.
That's fine. Let them look. Everybody look. Now, once and for all, will you shut up about me being late?
Oh, Chuck, I love you when you're so masterful.
Yeah. Let's have a dance.
Anything you say, Chuck, honey. Gee, swell band, huh?
Yeah, swell.
Something wrong, Chuck?
No, not really. It's just that, well...
Yeah, I know. He's feeling bad about Red, huh?
Well...
Don't worry. I have a feeling.
What sort of feeling?
Wait and see.
Gee, Lila Bell, or may I call you Miss Lila Bell?
Oh.
Myrtle is sure one lucky dame to have you for a mother.
Well, my only regret is that Myrtle wasn't brought up in the South like I was. Why, when I was half her age, the front parlor would be full of gentlemen callers any night of the week. And look at Myrtle now, her age and not married.
Was you married when you was Myrtle's age?
Why, bless my soul, Beauregard. I was a mere child when Myrtle's father married me. Why, surely you can see I don't hardly look old enough to have a grown daughter. How about another little drop of that whiskey?
Oh, sure, sure. Here you are, Miss Lila Bell, honey.
Well, here's to the new year.
Gee, I forgot. We could have gone with Chuck and Myrtle to the Purple Parrot. I mean, like we would have been a foursome, wouldn't we?
Oh, we sure would, Gaylord. Well, why don't we go?
Well, on account of they probably booked out. You know how it is, Old Year's Night.
Not to mention New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, maybe I should phone and find out, huh?
Find out nothing. Let's go. Oh, my dear late husband, rest his soul, used to say, honey child. That's what he called me, honey child. Honey child, he'd say, don't beat about the bush. Grab the bull by the horns and dive in the deep end. That's what he used to say.
What did he used to mean?
Well, he meant don't waste time thinking. Do it.
And he was right. He who hesitates looks before he leaps.
Have another drink, Myrtle.
No, thanks.
Listen, when I says have another drink, I means have another drink. No arguments. Here.
Why, Chuck, I hardly know you.
You see, I has made up my mind about my New Year's resolution. In future, I am going to be the boss in this twosome.
Gee.
You got something to say about that?
No, Chuck.
That's better.
Just one question.
Uh-huh.
When is we going to get married?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you see, marriage ain't something a guy can rush into. I mean, it needs careful thinking.
15 years you've had.
So don't rush me. Who knows what 1970 may hold?
You mean we'll get married in 1970?
Well, At least we'll be 1 year closer, won't we?
Yeah, I suppose we will.
Hey, ain't that Red?
Yeah, it is.
And who's that with him? Looks like your mother.
It is my mother.
Oh, no. That's going to ruin my evening. I know for sure she is going to spend the whole night bending my ear because you and me ain't named today.
You mean you ain't named today? Any day's okay for me.
Hi, y'all. Chuck, hi, Mydle, y'all.
Hello, honey.
Hello, Mother.
Howdy, Ma.
Don't call me Ma, Mr. Edwards.
Can't you call me Chuck? You know me long enough.
Yeah, 'tis a long time. And my poor little daughter hanging around waiting for you to make up your mind. Well, I'll have you know she could have been married 6 times over if it wasn't for you.
So what would she do with 6 husbands?
Anyway, that's trigonometry or something.
Bigamy.
Yeah, they wrote a song about it. Bigamy, bigamy mucho.
Oh, boy.
Oh, anyway, Mother, don't be at Chuck. Tonight, we's going to enjoy ourselves.
How come you two got together? And how come you're here?
Me? I couldn't stand thinking a knucklehead over there spending New Year's on his own. So I phoned Mom and told her to phone him and bring him round.
Gee, thanks, Myrtle. No wonder they let us in. Thanks, Chuck.
What are you thanking me for? I didn't know nothing about it.
Well, you're gonna pay, ain't you?
Yeah. Oh, great, just great. My pal.
No, no, tonight we all go Dutch.
Fancy dress, huh?
No, everyone pays for themselves.
Yeah, sure. Only if that is the case, then I is gonna pay for you, Miss Lila Bell. On account of it is my pleasure to escort you to the shindig tonight.
Oh, my Gaylord. If it wasn't for the fact that you come from the north, I'd say you was a real southern gentleman.
Well, hush my mouth.
That would be a pleasure.
Hey, I got a great idea for our New Year resolutions.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of making resolutions for ourselves, we each makes a resolution for one other person. How's about that?
Okay. Then I is going to make a resolution for you.
Uh-huh.
You resolve that in the new year, you is going to quit dodging getting hitched.
Hey, that ain't fair.
Yeah, it is.
Whose side are you on?
That's fair. We all agree that's fair. So that's your New Year resolution.
Trapped.
Now I'll make a resolution for Gaylord.
Oh,
that's me.
Gee.
I resolve that you've got to take me out 1 night a month. How about that?
Why, Miss Lila Bell, that'll be my pleasure. That ain't no revolution.
Now, hold it a minute. I get your turn, don't I?
Yeah, me too. I revolves that Myrtle stops moaning when the three of us goes out together.
That ain't fair.
Oh, yeah, fair is fair, and that is fair.
Okay, now it's my turn, and I has a resolution for Myrtle.
You can't!
Oh, yes, I can. I revolves you quit nagging me to get married.
No, you can't. On account of Red is already resolved for me.
That's right. You all's got to give me one.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Lida Bell, I resolves that you has got to stop your daughter from nagging me to get married.
Yeah, wime?
Now, Michael, that ain't nice.
Hey, that's it. That's the end of the year.
Oh, happy 1970 to you all.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, Myrtle, honey.
Happy New Year, Lila Bell.
Oh,
happy New Year, Red.
Yeah, happy New Year, Chuck.
Yeah. You ain't supposed to kiss me.
So I got carried away.
And a happy new year to all you guys and dolls. Red and Myrtle sends their best to you. And they says to thank you for sticking into the Springbok Radio Christmas Fund. Yeah. Well, that's it for the night. Have a swinging time. Hey, look after yourselves, huh? And say, if I don't see you through the year, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewardson, directed by David Gooden.